Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation and when you suggest it to your husband, he says...
Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. I've got a headache and I kind of ache all over.
Well, now look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer. The medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid, a relief-giving liquid your system can use easily and naturally. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
He is? Oh, my, isn't that exciting, Mrs. McGee?
Oh, yes, McGee's very pleased about it himself.
My goodness, your husband, a deputy sheriff, a real lawman.
Well, it's just for today, of course.
My, my, I'll go along with you, Mrs. McGee. I want to shake his hand.
Well, he should be around the corner down there. This is his beat, 14th and Oak. And I'm sure he'll let you shake his hand if you want to, Mr. Wimple.
Just think. I might shake the brave hand that will break up a bank robbery. Or capture a desperate killer, even.
Oh, no. He's not allowed to arrest any bank robbers, Mr. Wimple. No, no, nothing like that.
Oh? But if he's a deputy sheriff...
Well, it's a special assignment. For the cleanup campaign. McGee's job is to write out tickets for people who throw things on the streets. You know, paper and trash. He's what they call a litterbug deputy.
Oh. He doesn't carry a gun then or anything like that.
A gun? Good heavens, no. You don't think I'd let McGee carry a pistol? Loaded?
Well, I guess I'll stop off here at Kramer's drugstore, Mrs. McGee, and play a little pinball. Tell Mr. McGee I said hello. Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Wimple. Now, let me see. I wonder where that husband of mine is. Ah, oh, there he... McGee! Oh, McGee!
Oh, hi, Molly. I'll be with you in a minute. Now, like I was saying, bud, I hate to do this because you look like a nice guy. But even the best of us get careless now.
Never mind the lecture, Mac. Just give me the ticket. Boy, you give some people a little authority, you can't stand them. We'll see what my alderman says about
this. Hi, kiddo. A little late, aren't you?
You said 3 o'clock. It's only 2 minutes after.
That's okay. I won't lock you up this time. But from now on, you're on probation, so watch your step.
Oh, boy. This thing has gone to your head, hasn't it?
No, I'm just kidding, Tootsie. You know, I really hate to hand out these citations, Molly, but it does pay off. Come here, look. Stand right here. This is my beat, this corner, and half a block each way. Now, from where you're standing, look, both ways. One way at a time, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes it easier.
Yeah. Now, examine the sidewalks and the streets carefully. Now, tell me, do you see any old newspapers thrown around, or empty bags, or cigar bands, any crumpled envelopes, burnt matches, or anything?
No, I don't. Everything's as neat as a pin. Say, when you get off duty, you can come home and patrol our house, deputy. You know, somebody keeps littering up my living room with old cigar butts and empty root beer glasses and discarded socks. With a neat deputy like you patrolling it, deputy.
Yeah, go on home with the lady and do that, deputy. I'm here to relieve you right now.
Hello there, Dr. Gamble. You a volunteer, too?
I got my badge right here, Molly. And here's my citation book.
Ah, him. Boy, they sure must have been scraping the bottom of the barrel, bottom, if they made you a special deputy.
Oh, I don't know. They made you one.
Touché, doctor. But I must say, McGee has done a fine job here.
You betcha. I'm going out and ride patrol now, Fatso. Clean up the west side. And if you can keep this block half as neat as I've kept it... Aha.
What are you looking at? Uh-oh. Doctor?
Huh?
Take a look right there between your big flabby feet, Fatso.
What?
You call yourself a deputy and go around throwing away envelopes and littering up the sidewalk?
Oh, criminy. I didn't throw it away, McGee. It must have fallen out of my pocket. Here, I'll pick it up.
Don't touch it. Never mind. Just keep your hands off the evidence, Doctor, till I get the ticket wrote out.
Oh, McGee, put that citation book away. It was an accident. My goodness, Dr. Gamble's our friend.
Yeah, sure. Gee whiz, McGee, I didn't mean to.
I'm sorry, Molly. But when I took the oath at City Hall today, I swore I'd give a ticket to my own mother if it was necessary.
Oh, for the... Here, Doctor, here's your envelope. Put it away.
Thanks, Molly. I appreciate it.
There were no witnesses. I didn't see a thing.
What? Oh, now, just a minute, Molly.
Just a minute is right. This isn't my envelope, trash trapper. It's yours.
Mine?
You must have thrown it there, not me. It says right there, return in 5 days to F. McGee, 79 Whistle Vista.
Let me see that. Good heavens, the phone bill. Didn't you mail that yet? It's been 2 weeks since
I... One moment, my dear. You can bawl him out later. I'm first. Now, Buster, what do you mean by littering our fair city with your trash? Let's have your name.
Oh, now, Doc, put the book away.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Loudmouth, Blubberhead McGee.
Please put the book away, Doc.
Address 79 Wistful
After
Vista.
After all, I'm a fellow deputy. I know we all took an oath to give a ticket to our own mother, but you've been like a father to me, and I'm... Oh, come on.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. And you probably know that your children must have enough vitamins to help maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're easy to swallow and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
All the dirty tricks, that big advantage taker.
Oh, relax.
That rat. Of all the two-timing, two-chin, two-ton rodents.
For heaven's sake, stop griping. He didn't give you a ticket. He just pretended he was writing one out.
Well, some joke. Scaring the heck out of me like that. That's not funny.
Well, you were the one that started it. When you thought it was his envelope littering up the street, you... Watch it! Goodness, watch your driving. We nearly hit that car.
Well, it was her fault. Them careless women drivers ought to be...
It was a man driving.
Well, he drove like a woman. Gee whiz, I can't drive everybody's car for me. Besides, I got to keep my eye out for... Hey, there goes one. A litter bug.
Where?
Up ahead there. Did you see what he threw out? Look at that. He did it again. Threw another beer can out. A whole bunch of them.
Oh, dear. He's driving pretty fast, McGee. Maybe you ought to...
Don't you worry. I'll get him. That's the kind of guys we want, Molly. I'll give him a ticket for every piece of trash he threw out. And boy, George, that'll
be
stop
Be careful, him. McGee. Do you have to weave in and out of traffic?
You don't want that guy to get away, do you? He's the worst. Hey, there's a break. A cop is joining in the chase, Molly. Look back.
Mm-hmm. Only I don't think you two are chasing the same fellow.
With him to help me catch this guy. What did you say?
I said he's pulling alongside, and I think you're the lad he wants. He's flagging us down.
What? Oh, hi, officer. Hey, give me a hand. I'm chasing
the... All right there, pull over to the curb.
No, you don't understand. I'm chasing
pull the... Pull over the curb, mister. Park it.
All the stupid lemon-headed lunkheads.
Oh, dear, this is too bad.
Stops me while a real lawbreaker gets away to continue on a life of crime.
We'll just explain to the police...
No wonder this town is rampant with empty beer cans and old paper bags all over the streets. When our own police force obstructs justice and keeps...
All right, if you'll just lower your landing flaps, Lindbergh, we'll take a look at your pilot's license.
Well, he can explain, officer.
I'll say I can explain.
Save your breath, mister. I've heard them all, and I'm not the least bit interested.
Oh, yeah? Well, you listen to me.
You listen to me, loudmouth! I'm in no mood for fairy tales. I've had it. My wife got a divorce last week and married my desk sergeant.
Well, good for her.
I didn't mind that so much, but she got custody of the TV set. My radio's got a burned-out tube, and tomorrow night is dragnet. Any comments?
Give him your license, dearie.
In a pig's eye, I will.
What did you say?
He said he has every intention of cooperating to the fullest extent, officer, but he'd like to explain why he was speeding, because he feels that a man of your intelligence will understand the simple justice of his story. Didn't you, dearie?
My very words.
Let's have the license.
But, officer, a kindly young man like yourself...
Save your breath, lady. The law's the law. He was doing 50 miles an hour in a 45-mile zone.
Okay, okay, okay. Here's my driver's license.
All right.
Fine thing. Police force itself interfering with justice and the due process of apprehending a criminal. And
all right, now here's your ticket, mister. Finest payable within the next 7 days. Traffic Bureau. And if I were you, I'd watch it after this.
Thank you, officer. Now, if you're all through, I have a few words I'd like to say, mister.
Go right ahead. I'm a busy man, but it'll never be said that Officer Grogan isn't democratic. I'll give you 3 minutes.
I'll only need 2 minutes, wise guy. You've already given me your name. All I want now is your badge number.
My number?
Yes. It's up.
Aha, you saw him do it too, huh, Molly? Good.
I did indeed, and I'll make a fine witness.
Hey, no. What are you two trying to...
It's lying right there in the street, officer. You, an officer of the law, should certainly know better than to litter the streets of our fair city with those carbon papers out of your dirty old traffic book.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you're making trouble for a special litter bug deputy, which I happen to be. What's your badge number, Grogan?
Oh, no, wait. Gee,
His badge is number 479, deputy.
Thanks. Got it.
Now, look, mister, I didn't mean to throw that carbon down. I'll pick it up.
His license is JMX94.
Oh, now, I've got enough trouble, folks. Can't we straighten this out some way?
I promise
never to... Oh, for the love of Mike, what the...
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
February is known as the month of birthdays, but as you well know, it's also a month for colds. So take a tip from me, ladies, and take time to buy some Alka-Seltzer to relieve the discomforts of a cold. Then if you or someone in your family should catch cold, remember, take Alka-Seltzer for relief and take care of yourself. It helps you feel better while you're getting better. Yes, Alka-Seltzer does quite a job for you. It relieves the headache and the feverish feeling and the muscular aches and pains that make a cold so uncomfortable. And if your throat feels raspy and irritated, you can do this. Dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and use it as a pleasant, soothing gargle. You'll find it really helps. So remember, won't you, when you want dependable relief for cold discomforts, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
McGee, were you actually going 50 miles an hour when that policeman stopped us?
Afraid so, kiddo.
Well, how can you tell? Our speedometer's broken.
Well, it's really very simple when you know how. You see, at 30 miles an hour, the fenders rattle, and at 40, the doors rattle, and at 60, I rattle. Well, it was right between the door rattle and just before I...
Skip it.
Okay. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson played Mr. Wimple and the officer, and Arthur Q. Bryan is Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald, hoping to have you with us again for more Nonsense with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.